Typically, only one or two people attend Aspen City Council meetings. Tonight, however, chambers are filled nearly to capacity by members of the public and their guns. They are here in opposition of a proposal that would ban openly carrying guns in the meeting chambers and civic buildings.
If you think that well-regulated means well-legislated, you are misinformed. Well-regulated.
Most people told council they were against the measure, saying they feel their guns keep them safe.
They know that a good guy with a gun will always stop a bad guy with a gun. Always.
In the end, however, council unanimously outlawed open carry in city buildings. They said more guns equals less safety. So which is it? Do gun-free zones make people more or less safe?
Unfortunately, we don't really know for sure.
David Hemingway studies guns and public health at Harvard University. He says there's no conclusive research here, and there's a reason for that.
There's been a concerted effort not to fund adequately firearms research.
In the 1990s, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gathered data that showed the presence of guns in a household decreased residents' safety. Hemingway says the gun lobby was not pleased with these results and influenced Congress to cut down gun violence research. Today, the nonpartisan RAND Corporation says not a single study on gun-free zones meets its standards for conclusive research. There is, however, an FBI report that shows how more than 150 mass shootings ended.
And only one of them was an armed civilian did any good at all, even though we are an incredibly armed society.
The thing is, a lot has to go right for the good guy with a gun scenario to play out. It's not just about getting the shot. It's about controlling your adrenaline, being aware of bystanders, and a host of other environmental factors.
Rifles up. Comes underneath from the ready position, three rounds to the chest.
Aspen's police force trains throughout the year to prepare officers for emergency situations. Detective Adriana Minitti oversees the training of what he calls perishable skills, actions that require repeated practice in lifelike scenarios in order to master.
We aren't doing this to be better at shooting holes in paper. We're doing this to be better at keeping the community safe.
That training is what he says sets law enforcement apart from armed civilians when it comes to being prepared to react in split-second life-or-death situations.
That blue man steel target, everybody see it?
Yeah.
This week, a squad is training in the snow and in the dark. They simulate an increased heart rate by first running across the field before they shoot at targets while avoiding posters representing innocent bystanders. Tonight, those bystanders are unarmed. Minetti says things would get much more complicated if instead all of those good guys had guns.
If I were to respond to a scene and there's 10 people that have guns out, that'd be a very scary situation if I don't know who it is that's doing the harm and who it is that I need to protect.
What it comes down to is not wanting to create an environment which is more dangerous for the people in the building or for the police officers entering it.
Aspen Police Chief Richard Pryor supports the new ordinance.
There's no guarantee for me that by people carrying in the building, that helps that situation.
He says it's the right call for his jurisdiction, but each community is different.
I don't suppose we'll ever have the ideal. You'll always have community members who want a space to be safer and those that want more access.
In Aspen, that means there will no longer be guns on hips during public comment at city council meetings. Other cities have to make that call for themselves. For Guns and America, I'm Allison Bechtesh.